Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
We began a study of the singer's show and tell in our previous look at Psalm 66. Remember the beginning and concluding invitations? Come and see the works of God, verse 5, and then come and hear, all you who fear God, verse 16. It's great to see God's wonderful works in creation, history, and providence, but the psalmist also wants to testify what the Lord has done for him personally. We mentioned there were 5 stanzas. Stanza 1, verses 1 to 4, presents God and his, quote, works for, quote, all the earth. See verses 1, 3, and 4. Stanza 2, verses 5 to 7, focuses on God and his, quote, works for Israel, verse 5, especially in the Exodus, verse 6. Even so, quote, his eyes observe the nations, verse 7, never leaving them out of his plan. Now, if his works in creation are amazing, and his works in redemption are awesome, what is spoken about in stanza 3, verses 8 to 12? This is his work when he, quote, tested us, refined us, when, quote, we went through fire and through water, but you brought us out to rich fulfillment, verses 10 and 12. The Hebrew word translated rich fulfillment is rewaya, meaning satisfaction or abundance, the same word used in Psalm 23 where our cup, quote, runs over. Can we, quote, make the voice of his praise to be heard, verse 8, for that too? Stanza 4 now takes us into God's, quote, house, verse 13. What works are these? The, quote, burnt offerings, vows, also offerings, burnt sacrifices of fat animals with the sweet aroma of rams, bulls, with goats, verses 13 to 15. What holy ground, speaking of the Son and the work he finished for us. Thus stanza 5, verses 16 to 20, points to God's deep work within the author. Quote, I will declare what he has done for my soul, verse 16. He shouldn't have heard me, but he did hear me, answering my prayer and showing his mercy to me. Quote, blessed be God, verse 20.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.